Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Worldwide Trend, a.k.a. Zeiterspace, a.k.a. the Information Supergeistway, all courtesy of Johnny Davis, ways we talked about the internet in the 90s, short show.
Hell yeah.
I'm Jack.
Cyberspace? You remember, did you watch the movie The Net with Sandra Bullock?
I've seen pieces of it because it was always on cable, but I don't think I ever watched it.
And it's one of those movies you watch and you may have actually even seen it just doesn't stick out to you at all. Like I remember it, and all I remember is that she had an ergonomic keyboard,
but it's not like a thing where she like puts on a VR headset and like hacks into the web and is suddenly like,
could have been, I mean, or that's Virtuosity with Russell Crowe and Denzel,
or Lawnmower Man.
Yeah, I love Virtuosity. I mean, it's a terrible, it doesn't really hold up, but I remember being like, whoa, this is cool. Sid 6.7 or whatever the fuck his character was called.
What was the premise there? That there was like somebody who could like, a criminal who could like fax himself around or something?
Yeah, it was like essentially like they had like
Jack me in, Miles.
It was like we uploaded the consciousness of like a murdering psychopath. And made like found a way to manifest it like through this like cyber material. So like he could have his arm cut off, but like he could touch glass, I remember, and it would just like regrow his shit.
That's cool.
It didn't make sense, but
I mean, I hear the internet, it's only a matter of time till the internet gives us that ability, you know?
Yeah. We'll become glass lizards who can regenerate. Like
it's funny. You can like track just how technology entered the shared consciousness just by. Like that movie probably made sense for a single month in like 1992 when the guy wrote it. And then, you know, but the people who greenlit it and produced it probably weren't the most up on technology. So
no, not at all. Had a budget of $30 million, only made $24 million.
There you go. All right. Well, speaking of great movies of the 90s, it is Friday the 13th.
Yes.
And I think a couple of them came out in the 90s. Most of them came out in the 80s. This is how I know I'm getting old. I didn't even know it was Friday the 13th, man.
Yeah, I can actually, I think
I really used to always be like, oh, it's Friday the 13th.
Yeah, yeah.
I would up see until it 2020. I remember doing it in 2019 because I'd be like, oh, shit, it's Friday. Oh. Like, I don't know why I was like, oh, you know what I mean?
Oh, boy.
Because every day's a mess. Oh. But yeah, I think the pandemic, I was like, man, none of this shit matters, bro. Every fucking day, Friday the 13th, anyway. So.
Yeah. All right. Hashtag Trump reinstatement. Hashtag we're trying to get going over here at the Daily Zeitgeist. Now, why is this actually trending amongst the right?
Because this is the day we were promised.
Oh.
Jack, if you forgot, today is the day that the Lord has made. For
another sign I'm getting old. I didn't even remember it was Trump reinstatement.
Trump re-inauguration. Yeah. So he's not, because it's a fucking lie. So
are there any like, you know, rallies or anything like that where we can watch people be disappointed and embarrassed in real time?
I think the fucking Mike Lindell cyber symposium thing where he was, you know, purported to have all this evidence that, and you know, he's been the loudest person saying that, like, it's gonna happen,
right?
Dude, once that like whole symposium was just like a total wash with absolutely no evidence shown, it's like it was more that I think maybe they had left that sort of goalpost narrative hope that they had, and it seemed like that sort of cyber symposium was really more like a helping people remember they're not alone in believing bullshit type event, more than something that like was like, and here's more stuff. It was more just like, well, I mean, he's saying enough that I agree with it, and I'm with a bunch of other people that agree with me, so that's enough. I don't really need evidence. Well, every like observer and article I've written about it was like, dude, there's fucking just nothing. It was mostly a sales pitch for my pillow shit in between segments.
I thought you were going to say, I think that Mike Lindell cyber symposium killed everyone with COVID.
Right.
But yeah. Well, all right. Shout out to anybody hurting from the disappointment. But, you know, hopefully we can welcome you to reality one day soon. Terry Crews is, you know, this is somebody that people look to for, you know, bathing tips and, you know, he's a Old Spice spokesperson.
Yep.
And he's letting them know, if you don't sweat, you don't need to shower.
That's his quote. He said, if you ain't been sweating, you don't need to shower. I mean, that was kind of my law during the pandemic.
Yeah.
When I mean, shut down. But not to the point where I was like, I don't need to bathe because of this. I was just more like, I've been like in a state of suspended animation for like 3 days, like 72 hours straight.
And this is a purely theoretical exercise for me because I've never
not sweated
for more than an hour in my life. But
yeah, I mean, again, I don't know if he's necessarily coming down on the side of no one needs to shower or what his philosophy is. But either way, it's just like, come on, Terry.
Yeah.
Stop. Like, what are we? I mean, I, like, not that I think this is like demonic, like a lot of people on Twitter, like, why are we talking about this? But
yeah,
is this what he believes?
I mean, my wife doesn't really sweat, and you know,
hasn't showered in 14 years, right?
You can't. Well, like, I can't, you know, when she during medical school would go through periods where she was, you know, just straight up studying, head down, not doing anything except studying for, you know, a week at a time. And the only way I would be able to tell that she hadn't showered is that her hair would get like a knot in it or something, but like she wouldn't smell bad. So I think there's something there.
Right.
She's you know, your body's just cleaning you with natural oils. If
Super
you're not a sweaty
Anna
piece of shit like me.
In the chat dropping that there's a growing belief that some people think that all these celebrities talking about is some like weird misguided PR effort to get people to like use less water because California's in such a terrible drought.
Oh man.
I don't know. I mean, that does sound like a terrible PR campaign that celebrities
like
would think
celebrities.
They can, yeah. Dude, what if like we that. Just said we don't shower and then, because they do what we do, and then they'll stop using water, and then I can have my football field of grass that I have to water every day.
Wow. Carbon offset memes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I do believe that immediately. And yeah, it does seem like there's a lot of these popping up, right? I think I was out when Ashton and Mila,
like Mila Kunis,
talking about not washing their kids. And then kids, another one, don't really sweat that much, except for my kids, because they got the curse. But you know, and that they don't need to be washed as much. They don't smell as bad.
Yeah, don't.
So there you go.
Just hose them off. You know?
Yeah, they do get sticky, but that's mostly like lollipop residue.
When you hit puberty, that's when all your hormones and shit going off, right. And that's when the stank come through.
Because
I remember, like, as a kid, my mom would, like, say, like, you're like, oh, my God, your dad is, like, he's fucking reeking. And then I would be like, oh, fuck, yeah. And I was always like, man, when will I get to that point? I remember always, like, smelling my armpits as a kid. And I'm like, it's not there yet. We're not, it still needs more time to brew. And then when it happened, I was like, oh, yeah, fuck yeah, I stink.
Smell that funk.
Yeah. Garbage person.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back. And so we've got a new person who is in the, I guess he's not like MyPillow guy level problematic, but Just John Taffer, the bar rescue dude, is fuck this guy, essentially.
Yeah, and it pains me to say, I love Bar Rescue. You know, again, I've said this time and again, my favorite genre of reality show is expert screams at idiots. and he's one of the best. He's one of the best. But his personal politics are fucked. He just went on Laura Ingraham. To fucking rail against unemployment benefits. And again, we'll play the clip. And Jack, you have your feelings on. Look, this is here from the asshole's mouth directly.
I'm not an economic professor. If you get $800 a week unemployment benefits, and you live with a partner who also is getting $800 a week unemployment benefits, $1,600 a week, Laura, $83,000 a year for that household in unemployment benefits. The median income in America is only $63,000. We're incentivizing people to stay home. What if we gave that additional unemployment benefits to employers to incentivize people to go to work?
Well, what if we just cut off the unemployment? I mean, hunger is a pretty powerful thing. I don't mean physical hunger, because people who truly are in need need help.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about people who can work but refuse to work. Mm-hmm. But the government is...
Okay, right. I like how you tried to write the ship when you're like, I mean, obviously, like, there's real people that need help, but the people who are unemployed aren't those people.
Yeah.
Huh?
And what? She would never meet anybody who would fall into that category, so she just gets to create a fictional category.
He went on to say, hold on, let me just play this fucking gem of a quote, because it fully puts the nail in the coffin of his assholery.
You know, I think that's right.
Oh,
I have
cool.
a friend in the military who trains military dogs, Laura, and they only feed a military dog at night because a hungry dog is an obedient dog. Well, if we're not causing people to be hungry to work, then we're providing them with all the meals they need sitting at home.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
All of your employees are dogs, obedient right. dogs, and you demand them to be subordinate.
This thing's all about, isn't his show all about like catching people like skimming or like pouring too generous of drinks?
Well, I mean, it's
people.
More just about mismanaged bars. And yeah, right, a lot right. of that is like, you know, just money being poured out the bottles free for people. Mm-hmm. But I mean, here's the thing, like, it doesn't surprise me, because at the end of the day, this is a guy who's like fucking in, like, has all these bars that he's into and shit like yeah. that. And as much as he'll act compassionate to like the people that work at these like fucked up bars, at the end of the day, he's someone who's looking at numbers on a sheet and crunching them and not considering what a person is. So it's not yeah. a big shocker. It's just more like, well, he's finally said it out loud.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's the hypothetical, you know, theoretical people in their minds. It's very easy to starve them into working. But
absolutely,
because they haven't had to meet them or see what that's actually like, or, you know, actually look at the studies that have been done about how stressful it is to mm-hmm. you know, be at that point economically that it actually makes you sick. But we should unlike any other country or society that has succeeded and thrived, we should make people be on the brink of starvation to motivate them. That's a good idea.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No problems there. Nope. No. Yeah. No problems detected.
Has he always looked like that? Is that what he? Because it's like watching somebody do a like regional theater version of The Sopranos a little bit, with the regional theater level like makeup, like the eyebrows are like kind of haphazardly shit. Put on there.
Yeah, gotta put a little blackener in his hair to make that thinning hair look a little thicker, baby. Yeah, a little bit.
It's a look. All right, let's talk about the sneakers app is causing people stress once again. Has crashed because there's a big drop coming.
Yep, Travis Scott, the Fragment lows. Everybody wants them. Everybody wants the Travis Scott Jordans. It
feels
crashed.
Like I like his taste in colorways. Like it's a cool colorway.
Yeah. The Fragment collaborations with Jordan have been really cool. I dig them too. But yeah, it's just a bunch of people who are like, a lot of memes of saying like, oh, for people who don't know, Nike has an app called Sneakers where like really highly coveted, limited run shoes, like on the app, you open it up, you enter the draw, and then like most sneakerheads, you wait 15 minutes to say, sorry, fam, you weren't selected. And then we move on with our days and say this thing's fucked because some child of a Nike executive bought them fucking all, so we never had a chance.
Right.
That's sort of basically the tone of people talking about this. And also, you know, that's why a lot of people are moving into the replica sneaker game, because there's people making replica versions of shoes that you can get that are damn near look the same. And there's like a huge sort of battle in sneaker culture where there are kids who are fed up with like not being able to get a sneaker, and then the only way it's available is at an exponential markup on a reselling site like eBay or StockX. And it's like, what the fuck? So people are just like, fuck it, I'll just buy the counterfeit versions that look the same because I want to wear them, and they cost like a normal amount.
And you've talked before on the show about how like a lot of times these are made in the same factories as the actual shoes.
Yeah, or you know, like the sort of colloquial version has been like it's like After Five work, where a factory that is making the authentic product for like Adidas, then they might have leftover material at the end of the, like once they fulfilled what they're supposed to make for Adidas, then they say, well, we got all this extra material, let's just crank out our own and sell them on the side to make some money.
You were pointing out that there's like, this is not being covered by like Hypebeast and, you know, the fashion.
It's not as, it's probably not as big of a discussion as, you know, because it's something that you see on Reddit a lot or like other sort of message board environments. But like, I think on TikTok has really brought a lot of people to the yard of replicas. And I think,
but like,
you know,
these blogs that a lot of people go to probably get all their ad revenue from the brands who, you know, are hate the fact that this is happening. You know?
Right, exactly. That you could go to someone else and buy a product where, you know, they're like, but buy ours because then it's prestigious. And I think a lot of people just look at it as like, well, what does it mean to even wear a limited edition sneaker? Is it that you like the shoe, or you're trying to just communicate to your footwear that you're wearing something that costs $3,000 on your feet? I think most people, because of pandemic too, have like looked at that and like, that's the dumbest use of your time and money.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. I think it's just interesting to see how consumer culture is moving as it relates to sneakers.
Yeah. If you need to do a philosophical thought experiment about like the value of a brand versus the like same materials put together in the exact same way coming from a different distributor, maybe it's time to pay the less money. Hey, has anybody thought of so the app is called Sneakers, SNKRS. Has anybody thought about putting a T in there? STNKRS?
Stinkers.
Thank you.
There he is.
Yep. Firing on all cylinders here. Premier Club, Premier League, what's happening?
The season has fully kicked off.
Okay.
We're back, baby. All the footy fans are rejoicing.
How's Arsenal looking?
Arsenal is playing right now. I'm avoiding looking at the score.
Okay.
Because it's funny, at like old jobs I used to have, Jack, I'm not gonna lie, I would say like I had a dentist appointment so I could watch these games when they're in the middle of the day. But I respect the pod too much. So I DVR them and I watch them later on. So I'm avoiding Twitter, like all the trends right now are about the Arsenal game that's happening right now. So I've been like,
oh shit,
doing this thing where I'm like closing one eye and just being like, what about this word? That's not Arsenal. But yeah, the season started. Fans are excited. Manchester City is looking to defend their title. You know, Arsenal fans are having like the opposite. Like, it's funny being a Laker fan and an Arsenal supporter, because on one side, the Lakers are just like, hey, Rob Pelinka, say less. I'm going to retool this roster like it's nothing. And then meanwhile, we're here like, we just need like two people and then we can't get it done. And so like a lot of the gooners out there are a little bit deflated.
Is there an NBA team you would compare to Arsenal, like in terms of just the where the fans are at right now?
Like maybe like the Knicks.
Wow, really?
Well, this is what I'm...
When was the last time y'all won the league?
2004.
Oh, come on, man. The Knicks haven't won since 72, I feel
Yeah, but this is what I mean, though. They're still, like, popular, right? Like, people still... They're still Knicks fans. Even though they don't, like... There may not be as, like, forceful, but they have a loyal... There's dedicated Knicks fans, no matter what.
Right.
And even with Arsenal, there's dedicated fans where even though we haven't won the league since... the invincible season, because like we won the league we went unbeaten the entire season, so it was a pretty epic win, but we've just been coasting off of that, and things have just been falling apart, but people still respect the name. Like, we still can get people to sign for the team despite the lack of results. So, like, you know, it's I don't know if that's the best NBA comparison, but it's because also it's in London. So that's a draw. So a lot of people can be like, well, I mean, at least I'm in London if I play for the team, and it's in a big league. So I don't know. That's kind of where I place it. Damn sure isn't the Lakers.
Yeah, yeah. I'm wondering Pistons maybe, since that last time they were good was in the early aughts.
But do you think that Detroit is like people go, you know, like to be honest, like I always wanted to play for the Pistons. Yeah, I feel like.
I mean, Cade Cunningham, their number one draft pick, said all that, but I think he might have just been saying the right thing to be.
Yeah,
the
you want to start off on the right foot, and no shade to Detroit, because I think it's a great franchise. But I just, in my mind, it's not, it feels kind of more like, because I think the New York, like because it's London, it also has a bit, has a little bit more prestige because of the city itself.
Right. The Pistons kind of overachieved. They're like scrappy when they were the Bad Boys. Like, nobody expected Detroit to win a title those 2 years. When they beat the Lakers, nobody was expecting them to beat the Lakers. But like with the Knicks, you've got, people are like, how the fuck are the Knicks this bad?
Right, right.
Yeah,
and it's the same thing with like Arsenal. People are like, damn, what the, are they like a meme sometimes? They like they fuck up in the weirdest ways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
people still fuck with it. I don't know. So, how bad to my Knicks fans.
How bad is your owner? Oh, it's Kroenke, right?
It's fucking Stan Kroenke's the owner.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
The guy who fucked St. Louis in half.
Yeah, okay.
But, yo, things might change, though, because I believe he's losing a lawsuit out of St. Louis, and he may need to come up with a lot of cash. So a lot of people are hoping that he'll sell the club. So who knows? Whatever.
All right.
But meanwhile, you have the big ass SoFi Stadium that he also got LA to fucking throw a bunch of money away at. So
all right, I don't know, man. I'll be pulling for y'all in spirit in the background. I won't check the score because I just can't. You know how my poker face is. Yeah.
Yep. Why are you sweating blood?
Just a frozen smile on my face while tears pour out of my eyes.
Just, it's like, Jack, I've never seen you smile like that. It looks like you're trying to break your teeth and show me.
All right. Well, those are the things that are trending on this Friday afternoon. We are back on Monday with the whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all to Monday. We'll talk to y'all to Monday.
Hey, to Monday. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.